Chapter 9. Amelia Sass.
Suddenly, someone touched my shoulder and said, "Hello, Addie Prey." My heart beat quickly. It was Colonel Culpepper.
"You look scared," he said.
"Is anything wrong, dear?" "Oh, no," I said. I was happy to see it was only him. Longboy came and took my arm.
"Let's go," he said.
We started to leave, and then two policemen appeared and stood in front of us.
"Is that truck outside yours?"
the older policeman asked.
"Truck?"
Longboy said. "I haven't got a truck."
"Were you two at the cotton market this morning?" asked the younger policeman.
Longboy shook his head.
"No, we weren't," he said.
The younger policeman started to say something else, but Colonel Culpepper stopped him.
"Is there a problem, officer?" he asked.
"Yes, these men don't believe us. We weren't at the market this morning," I said quickly.
"Do you know this man?" the older policeman asked the colonel.
"Of course I know him," said Colonel Culpepper. "He's the manager of my factory in Tupelo. We're going there now. There's my car outside."
He pointed to a long, expensive car in front of the hotel. There was a driver inside. He gave the policeman a card.
"This is my business card," he said.
"Well, we're sorry about the mistake, Colonel," said the younger policeman.
The policeman left, and Colonel Culpepper smiled.
"Put your bags in the car," he said.
We got into Culpepper's car.
"Drive quickly," Culpepper said to the driver. "We've got two fugitives with us."
"Why did you help us?" asked Longboy.
"Well, your daughter and I are friends," Culpepper said with a smile.
"I hope the police won't come to your factory and ask you questions, Colonel Culpepper," said Longboy.
Culpepper laughed. "I haven't got a factory," he said. "And my name isn't Culpepper. I use a lot of different names. My real name is Major Lee."
We stopped at a restaurant, and Major Lee bought us a meal. Longboy told him about the problem at the cotton market.
"What's your business, Major Lee?" asked Longboy.
"The same as yours, I think," said Major Lee. "But I do business for a lot more money."
"So you haven't got a silver mine?" I said, disappointed.
"Yes, I have," said Major Lee.
"I've got a lot of mines. I pay about $60 for some desert land. Then I tell people there's silver or gold under it. Rich people invest money in the mines. Then I change my name and open a mine in another place."
"Maybe we can help you do business with the mines," said Longboy.
"Well, there's another way you can help me," said Major Lee.
He started to tell us his idea. Major Lee knew a man called Beau Goldsborough. Beau was a rich man from a rich family. According to Beau, his Aunt Amelia was the richest member of the family. She had millions of dollars. Beau had a plan to get his aunt's money, but he couldn't do it without Major Lee. Major Lee told us about Aunt Amelia. Her name was Amelia Sass. At the age of 12, her father died and left her $12 million. Amelia got married and had one daughter. The daughter grew up, married an artist, and went to live on an island. Amelia didn't like her daughter's husband, so she never went to visit them. Amelia's granddaughter, Kate, was born, but she never saw her. One year, a hurricane hit the island. Amelia's daughter and her husband tried to leave the island, but their boat sank and they died.
And what happened to the little girl? Asked Long Boy. Did she die too?
Amelia never discovered what happened to her granddaughter, Major Lee said. People believed the girl died with her parents. Amelia tried to find her, but she wasn't successful. Amelia is now very old and sick. She doesn't like her nephew, Beau, so she doesn't want to leave him anything in her will.
That's terrible, I said.
Long Boy finished his piece of cake. So what's your plan, Major Lee? He asked. How exactly can we help?
Well, I need Addie's help, really, said Major Lee. Amelia's granddaughter is the same age as Addie. If Amelia believes Addie is her granddaughter, she'll leave everything to her. Of course, Beau and I will take most of the money, but you can keep a million. What do you think?
Long Boy looked at me. It's your decision, Addie, he said.
Suddenly I felt very mature and important. That terrible Amelia deserves it, I said. Okay, I'll do it.
A few days later, Beau told Amelia the good news. Her granddaughter, Kate, was alive and well. Amelia believed him immediately. She always thought her granddaughter was alive somewhere. Major Lee prepared me well. He taught me how to answer all Amelia's questions. Then Beau took me to my grandma, Amelia's house. Fortunately, Grandma Amelia didn't ask many questions about my life. She probably wanted to forget the past. She never went to visit Kate, and maybe she felt bad about that, because Kate was just a little girl.